Yeah, so I started off with family services, I want to say 3-4 years ago. I went through a very difficult breakup between me and my ex, and there was a lot of family court issues involved during the time. There still is. But at the time when I first started, I didn't want to leave the house. I was terrified of leaving the house. I didn't want to answer the door ever because I was scared of who could possibly be at the door. I just wanted to stay home in my bubble with my baby and not talk to anybody in my safety box. And I started doing a little bit of one-on-one counseling with family services because I thought it was a good place that dealt with more of a difficult family situation or not a common family situation. So I started getting one-on-one counseling, but they offered to me doing some parenting classes just to get out of the house, just come and do them. And at the time, it was easy for me because I lived close to the Y. So they were able to coerce me out of the house to just walk there at the time. And I would come for a coffee and I was nervous, but I still did it. I still pulled myself together and I still did it. And we got dressed and we just showed up. And at first I was nervous. I was shy. I was scared. But then I started building community and connection with some of the people that worked at family services and also some of the other people and clients that were coming for these programs as well. I heard other situations. I heard other feelings. I heard other, like, stories. And it really was, like, a judgment-free zone that I really felt. Like, I really felt, even though there was a lot of difficult things going on in people's lives, everybody was there to support each other and just do the best we could. And I feel like that really, really helped me push through a lot of the anxiety and depression that I was having at the time. And I started, I would tell myself, like, I'm just going to go because my son likes to go to the daycare. He likes to play with the other kids that go, and that's enough for us to just go and break up the day. And I really did start to enjoy it, and I started to just see that it was making a difference in my life. And at the time, I was expecting my youngest son, and I also did another program at the Y called Healthy Mother, Healthy Baby. And that program was great. They saw me through my pregnancy. They gave me so much support, so much kindness, so much love. I was able to do a cooking class called Food for Thought at the Y. Or no, not at the Y, at West Winds. And it was great. They fed us lunch. We were able to learn different recipes, learn different skills. And they let us take the food home at the end of the day. So we had supper for our families. And we had one day a week that we didn't have to worry about making supper for our family at the end of the day. And it was amazing. And I saw so many different presentations. I saw so many different people and just so much different knowledge that was there that they were trying to give us as new parents and just starting out and different resources. It really was amazing that I saw these things, and it helped me so much. It helped me so much. And I saw some of the nurses come to West Winds to do these presentations on fetal development or growth even of just children. And I thought to myself, like, I could do that. I could present like that. I could become a nurse. And I really, like, kept that thought to myself, thinking, how could I potentially do this? What would it take for me to do this? And I started really believing in myself. And at first, when I first started out, I didn't even know if everything was going to go through. When I started at the U of S, I found out a couple of days before that, yeah, everything was working. Everything was going through. The classes were ready to go. And I started my first day at U of S. And that was almost a year and a half ago. And now I'm in my second year of nursing at the University of Saskatchewan. I'm doing the PA distributed program. And I absolutely love it. I feel like this is the right place for me. I feel like I've worked so hard to get here. It's been amazing. And I want to take some of these things that I learned doing some of these programs through family services or West Winds, that judgment-free zone and that understanding of people's situations. I want to like take that into my nursing practice and use that more to help other people, because I remember what it felt like when I was treated like that, and it really was just a humbling feeling to know that it was safe to talk about these things and have different feelings.
Well, look at how far you've come. Scared to leave the house, you said, what, 3-4 years ago, and then now on this journey and doing so well. And here, being so brave, sharing your story and encouraging others who might be listening in the same situation to come down and change their lives as well. So really appreciate you sharing your story. What would you say to somebody that's on the fence about making a donation? Why should they ring the phones? Why should they go online and make that donation today?
People really need help in the community. Nowadays, things are getting extremely hard. And I think if you're in a place that you can make a donation, it really does go a long way. It really does help people in the community. And maybe you don't always see that, but it really does. And the people that receive those supports are very grateful to be able to have these supports. And they really do help. They really do help people.